It's totally different. But same old Houston, man. Same old Texans. This things a little different thing. You know, things is put in different places. The weight room, way better than, oh, man, Seth might get mad at me. Weight room is like state of the art. So that's something that was different. But other than that, man, it's just it's like home. Same old thing.
Seth might not like that.
Yeah, Seth might not like that.
What's different and better about the weight room?
Have you seen it?
I've seen it.
And you don't think that's awesome? It's awesome, man. It's one of the best I've been around. One of the best I've been around.
Specifically, what's different about it?
For one, you got a turf in there, you know, where you can do your you don't got to run outside. You know, you can do your conditioning right there in the weight room. And, you know, I got used to that with Luke and Denver. And it's a lot of coaches I've seen going more to that, you know, more gears towards the soft tissue work, the band work, conditioning while you lifting, you know. I think it's like a revolutionary thing that started probably like about 5 years ago. And when I noticed it. And it worked. You know, I used to just be a meat and potatoes guy. Give me a couple of dumbbells, let me bench, let me squat, I'm good. But this, I think, it's better off full round for your body.
How did your body feel on Monday and Tuesday?
On Monday and Tuesday? You know, you're going to be sore after you play a game, but it was good. I liked it. It was good to feel that pain again.
How do you guys feel like you're doing with, obviously, you lose JJ, and one of the things Bill said, people can't do more than their own job. How do you feel like this group is doing with that challenge?
I mean, I think this group is doing good. And I think that JJ will be proud of this group, you know. And I think that this group ain't going to do nothing but improve, you know, throughout the year. Because everybody is bought in to doing just that. Hit the mic again. To doing just that, you know. Do your job, you know. This is the NFL. All of us is trying to be stars at some point in your career. If you just here just to be a fly-by guy, you know, then this ain't the league. This ain't the league you should be in. So I think that it's nothing but opportunity for every other player it is, you know, out there to showcase their talents, you know. It's how a lot of us got our first try at the game. It's how I got my first try at the game, you know. A couple of my friends, well, it's like a plague of injuries. And then, boom, Antonio Smith emerged, you know.
Last week you showed up and you hadn't played a game since the Super Bowl. How do you feel like you've come along in your progress and getting back into football shape?
Like a caterpillar, you know. I'm rolling slow, I think. You know, my mind was so in a mode of, like, I got to get back. I got to get in shape. I got to do this. I got to get this. I look better. But you can't do none of that in one day. And I just made it up in my mind, you know, I'm going to just keep sawing that wood. Just keep chipping away at it. Each day do as much extra as my body will let me do. And then each week, I see it. The way I see it is my body will be getting better throughout the season, where everybody else in the league would be breaking down. You know?
How about picking up the system and getting used to the terminology? How's that coming along for you?
That's ups and downs. Because the systems I've been in my whole career basically use the same names for things. And this is like a whole different, you know, terminology for a lot of things. And some of the things that they use, you know, for terminology, I use for 12 years means something totally different. So I gotta kind of break my mind from that. Because when you get tired, your mind just run on autopilot, and you thinking one thing meant this because it's what it's meant your whole career, but it don't, you know. And I don't want to mess. I don't want to be the one to, you know, put a hole in the defense.
How do you feel like? How did you like how they used you in Sunday's game? Third down, sort of in the middle. How'd you like that?
It was fun just to get back out there and start you know, knocking the cobwebs off. You know, it was a different role just playing that, you know, right head up on the nose every snap. But it's something I've done my whole career. Well, since I got here with Wade, yeah.
What's the best part of going on the road in a hostile environment where it's just you, your teammates, and the coach? What's the best part of that experience?
Best part of that is just that. You know, I always like when you go on the road, it's like almost like the dorms again, you know, where everybody's on the same accord, everybody's together, you know, everybody, you don't have to call somebody, hey, come meet me over here, man, we all need to get together, you know, spend some time together, get some camaraderie going. It's like everybody's in that same place with that same focus and that same drive, you know. This team wants to win, and you can tell this team wants to win. The team is going to win.